Everything sounds hunky-dory, and we'll continue on down the road here, WGH Talk Radio. And I thank you for sticking with us this morning, even though we were having a bit of technical difficulty. So Phil says, now we're sounding good, and Mary and Laura, who messaged me earlier, or anybody else who's out there in the listening audience, let me know that we're sounding okay now, and everything is recording fine. Hopefully that's where we are. You know, it's one of those things, technical difficulties, but it does happen when you're not broadcasting in the studio. This is our first bit of technical difficulty this week, so, you know, that's not too bad. Again, these broadcasts are brought to you by Poet, live from the Marion County Fair. Okay, we got a message from Phil here that everything is sounding good. And maybe we'll hear from Laura and Mary here momentarily and hear that everything is sounding good on their end. Now, I have not heard from Matt yet this morning, but hopefully he'll be here at some moment. I think the fair must wear people out. The fair must just put them in a tired moment, and I think that's what has happened with Matt. We'll find out if he was up at 2 a.m. this morning. Let's see here. All right, Mary's saying we're coming in loud and clear. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So Phil and Mary have both given us the all loud and clear this morning from the Marion County Fair. And Laura, if you're still out there listening, let us know how we're sounding as well. But I feel like we're sounding good at this particular point. All right. Well, today, I believe, is the tractor pull at the Marion County Fair. That happens tonight at 7 p.m., I believe, in the grandstand. Tomorrow night is the Demolition Derby. And coming up on Saturday night, the 250th anniversary of this country, that is the big fireworks show down at the grandstand. So we're all excited for those events coming up. Now, tomorrow is a very big day here at the fair because we have the pie auction tomorrow. The pie auction will take place tomorrow at 3 p.m., and we will broadcast that live on the air here at WGH Talk Radio. So the pie auction coming up 3 p.m. Tomorrow. All right. Well, let's see. What happened yesterday here at the Marion County Fair? I'll tell you, we had a lot of things going on yesterday here at the fair. Senator Rob McCulley was here. He is Vivek Ramaswamy's running mate. He was at the Marion County Fair yesterday and got a chance to interview him. Also, State Senator for part of the Marion County area, Bill Reinicke, was here. Got to talk to him yesterday. Mary Ellen Withrow came out to the fair last night. She was here last night. And Linda Sims was here yesterday morning. So we had a full plate of guests as part of our Wednesday programming here from the Marion County Fair. And we certainly did appreciate all those people coming out and participating in our live broadcast, because you got to have guests here from the fair. Now, it is a beautiful morning here, as I say, a little chilled here this morning from how it has been under this heat dome, although I still don't understand what a heat dome is. Don't ask me what a heat dome is. I know there's a technical term for this, but I've never heard it before. All of a sudden, we come up with the term heat dome after 20-something years of well, I don't know how many years it's been, 70 years probably, of meteorology on television, and now all of a sudden we've got the heat dome. So you figure it out. Okay, well, I'm excited for the pie auction tomorrow. I always enjoy the pie auction. I think that's a very important event. I think it's a very interesting event for people here at the fair. So the pie auction is a very big deal for people here at the fair, as well it should be, I think. All right. Well, Laura is out there listening because she's going to tell me about the heat dome. Heat Dome was first coined in the 1960s to describe the phenomenon of extreme heat being trapped by atmosphere, creating a lid on a boiling pot effect. It's more extreme than and damaging than a heat wave. We started seeing a resurgence in the term about 15 years ago. Now listen, I have watched weather reports in the last 15 years, and I have never heard the term heat dome until this particular week. So I don't know who's been saying heat dome, and I don't know where that's been coming from, but I certainly have not heard it until this past week. So maybe that's just me. But I do thank Laura for the information this morning. So the Marion County Fair continues on. Kids still working hard to show their animals, get their animals ready for showings. This is all very, very important as we go along. Oh, and I should mention, last night, I had said on Tuesday night, I believe it was, that Tim Roston had brought me over a peanut butter and chocolate chip cookie during the 7 to 8 at night broadcast. And that was very nice, and I had that cookie. Last night, he brought over, during the 7 to 8 broadcast, it was marshmallows and butterscotch, I believe is what it was. And I believe he said it came from the Emmanuel Lutheran Church bake sale. So, I don't know exactly what marshmallows and butterscotch are supposed to do, but I was supposed to take it home and freeze it and then eat it. So it is home freezing now. I have not tasted this butterscotch and marshmallow dish, but maybe I'll try it tonight and report back to you tomorrow. So I'm kind of wondering now, we've kind of got a thing going here where Tim is bringing food over every night between 7 and 8. Now, he has not brought the French waffles over yet, which are my favorite here at the fair, but we'll see the next two nights if food shows up between 7 and 8 here at the Marion County Fair. But that has been nice. I'm just kidding, but that has been nice of him the last two nights to do that. What are the odds? You know, well, apparently pretty good this particular year. Now, I had an interesting experience this morning at McDonald's, I have to tell you. I had one lady in front of me at line, because during the week of the 4th, and really during summer in general, there's not a lot of traffic in the morning at McDonald's. Well, this morning, there was one lady in front of me, and I don't know what she was doing. She might have been coming to the fair, but she was trying to place three separate orders through the speaker in the drive-thru. She was trying to place three separate orders. And let me tell you, that was not going over very well by any stretch of the imagination. It was just not going over well. She was trying, it just was not working. And the lady on the line running the speaker at McDonald's this morning was getting very frustrated trying to take these three orders, because not only were they three orders, they were special orders. She wanted extra chocolate milk and a certain drink, and she wanted a certain type of McMuffin, but she wanted to hold items. And it was just frustrating the lady, and there were three separate orders, and it kind of took forever this morning. So here's my new word to the wise. If you're placing more than one order, you probably should not do it through the drive-thru. Now, if you're placing a big order, that's fine. I mean, I think that's certainly fine. But if you're placing three separate orders, it might be a good idea to just go inside. That way everything gets straight and you don't hang up the drive-thru in the morning. And you could tell people were getting upset, but I think she made it through okay, God bless her heart. And hopefully she's having a wonderful day, whatever she's doing. You know, we're 2 days away from the 250th anniversary of this country. That's exciting. Right around the corner, 250 years of the United States of America. This is something I think we're all looking forward to. I don't know how people are going to celebrate it yet. I have not heard a whole lot of hubbub on the celebration of the 250th anniversary of the country as of yet. But I'm sure something will be going on. I'm sure there will be some kind of celebration, and I'm sure it will be some kind of a big celebration. Because in America, we like to do things in a big, big way. And this is one of those moments, and I've said this before, I feel that this really doesn't have anything to do with politics. I think it really doesn't have anything to do with Republican or Democrat. I don't think it really has much to do with who's in the White House. I really think this more has to do with the celebration of a milestone for the United States of America. You know, 250 years is pretty good. We're still a very young country, but this is not a bad thing to get to 250 years. So, you know, I think everybody should celebrate on Saturday in some special way, and maybe a better way than we celebrate every year on the 4th. You know, the 4th is a big day to celebrate. We see the fireworks, we see the cookouts and all that sort of thing. Well, maybe this year we should celebrate a little better. We should celebrate a little more and really pump up the country, as it were. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Who's out there listening? Now, remember, you can get to me this morning by sending a message via Facebook or sending me an email to let me know what you think on these current subjects. And we certainly appreciate the feedback here at the Marion County Fair. And as I said, it's 80 degrees right now and sunny skies, but it's not bad out here this morning. Not bad at all. The temperatures do not feel bad. It feels actually pretty good out here this morning, better than it's felt in the last couple mornings with the heat dome hanging over top of us. 48 minutes past the hour here, 49 minutes past the hour. And again, all of these fair broadcasts are brought to you by Poet, and we thank Poet for sponsoring our broadcast, our live broadcast from the Marion County Fair. That's always a very, very nice thing to do, and we thank them for doing that for the second year. And we hope that they continue to do that during all our years here at the Marion County Fair. Now, as we continue on here this morning, we hope that Matt Morgan will show up at some point, but he's off in the ether this morning. Hard to tell. You know, there was a strawberry moon the other night, and I think a lot of people got up at 2 o'clock in the morning to see what the strawberry moon was doing. You know, we have far more sky watchers than you would really think. People love to watch the sky. People love to see all the cloud formations and the weather formations, and they like to see the moons and all the things that are going on. I think that's very nice, and people certainly do like to get up and look at the sky. And this is not a bad thing either. I just can't get over how nice it is out here this morning. We have had a couple days of very, very warm and very, very humid weather. But today is not too bad at all. There's almost a slight, well, I wouldn't say it's slight, but it's a persistent breeze blowing. And actually, in the picnic pavilion that we're in this morning, there are red, white, and blue banners hanging. And, you know, that gives you a feel as well of patriotism and the country and things of that nature. Now, I will say yesterday when I got to talk to Senator McCauley and when I got to talk to Senator Reinicke, they were both very media-friendly. They were both very available, so I certainly do appreciate that. But it was also interesting to me that they were willing to answer some hard questions. Now, we got some pretty good questions in there. I'm trying to think of some of the questions that we asked Mr. McCauley and Mr. Reinicke yesterday, but I think they were along the lines of Mike DeWine's, Governor DeWine's stance on ending the death penalty, the fact that Haitians, Mike DeWine feels that the Haitian population should stay in Ohio. I know we did ask about the recent polling that Amy Acton is up 3% in the governor's race, the recent AARP poll. 47% to 44%, I believe, for Vivek Ramaswamy. We did talk about that with them. And we also talked about why they felt that Vivek Ramaswamy should be the next governor of Ohio. Oh, and I also think we asked if having the Trump endorsement was still a good thing to have here in this state. So there was a lot of good questions that got asked yesterday of Senator McCulley and Senator Reinicke. Now, I can tell you we will air those interviews tomorrow here on this station. We will air them tomorrow during the 11:15 a.m. hour. Now, remember, Friday is the longer day here on the station. So tomorrow morning, 8 to 9, we'll be here at the fair. And then 9 to 11, we'll be here at the fair. But we'll be down watching people show up with their pie entries. I think from 9 to 10, people show up from their pie, show up with their pie entries. And then from 10 to 11 tomorrow, we actually go in to the Arts and Crafts building. And we get to look at the pies before they are judged tomorrow. Now, that is exclusive access. You're talking about the Marion County Fair, and you're talking about exclusive access. That's as exclusive access as you're going to want to get. So that comes up tomorrow. Then we do that from 10 to 11. Then at 11, we will go back to the studio and we'll air the interviews that you have not heard with Senator McCulley and Senator Reinicke. Then we'll do our regular show at 12 o'clock and you'll find out who won the pie auction. And by the way, we'll be back in the studio, so we'll be able to take calls tomorrow. Then we will broadcast the pie auction live here on WGH Talk Radio. The pie auction will air live tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. And then we will do our final show from the fair tomorrow night from 7 to 8 p.m. And then we'll come back to the studio and do the Friday night show from 8 to 10 p.m. So it's a whole day of broadcasting tomorrow. Some from the Marion County Fair, some from other places, but it is a full day of broadcasting and a lot of interesting things going on tomorrow. Now, let's see, what else is going on here this morning? Well, you know, not a whole lot. It's kind of a calm morning here. I should say that we will be on 7 to 8 p.m. tonight, and I do believe we will have a special guest here in the Picnic Pavilion 7 to 8 tonight. So that'll be fun to have a guest with us. So, you know, that's always an important thing. And I do believe, now I don't want to misreport this, but I do believe that the heat dome is set to wrap up tomorrow. I think tomorrow is supposed to be the last day of the big heat dome. Now, I don't know what meteorologists will talk about after the heat dome is no longer here, but, you know, they'll find something to talk about. Meteorologists love to talk about things, and they'll move on to the next thing. There'll probably be some kind of storm or something they'll be able to talk about. All right. Well, not a lot of action this morning here at the Marion County Fair. It seems to be less active than it has been the last few mornings. The sheep barn, which I'm right across from, does not seem to be having a whole lot of action this morning. And the dairy barn, which I'm right across from, does not seem to have a whole lot of action this morning. Now, the last two or three mornings, it has seemed as if those areas have had quite a bit of action here at the Marion County Fair. There's been quite a bit of movement and preparing. So maybe that's because nothing is set up to go on there today. I don't know. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Matt has the schedule. He lost that on day one here at the Marion County Fair. I'm not sure where that ended up. We'll talk to him about that, hopefully, when he gets here before the end of the show today. But I'm not sure where that ended up. I'm not sure where that schedule went to, but it has never reappeared. So he's tried to read it off his phone as the week has went along. You know, and it's kind of interesting. I think Monday morning, he was here right on time. A matter of fact, on Monday morning, he was here early. He was here before the show started. Then on Tuesday, he was about 15, 20 minutes late. So he got here about 20 minutes into the first hour, but he was here before the first hour was over. Now, yesterday, he did not get here until the second hour. He missed the entire first hour. And today, it is 57 minutes past 8 o'clock. I have not heard from him at all this morning as of yet, which I don't know if that's a good sign, broadcasting here from the fair, because I'm trying to look yesterday and see when the first contact we had from him happened, and I am quite sure that it happened before 8:57 in the morning. So as the week goes along, he just seems to be getting later and later. But, you know, who knows what's going on there? He's staying busy. I'm sure that's one of those things. I hear a lot of car doors slamming behind me. People are arriving here. This seems to be about the time that people arrive, about 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's see here if we can find out what time Matt first appeared on the board yesterday. He got a nice picture of the strawberry moon on Tuesday night. Let's see. The first time I heard from Matt yesterday would have been 8:43. So I definitely have not made contact with him yet today. So 8:43 yesterday morning is the first time we heard from him, and it's now 8:58, and we still have not heard from him. So he might be a little behind this morning, as they say. Now, I don't think we're going to take a break, but we will have to do some technical things here, and I'm the only one here right now. So it's kind of difficult to hit all the buttons, but... Oh, this is nice. We're getting a message from Phil this morning. He says that the mayor said he's adding a day to the fair schedule so Matt can catch up his time. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if that will happen. Let's see here. I'm typing a message, so give me a second here. Do-do-do. All right. Now, see, this is real renegade broadcasting. You know, people say they did not hear the music we played yesterday. I thought the music went well yesterday. Now, I'm going to try this again this morning, since I am the only one here, and we don't have a whole lot going on at this particular point. I'm going to see if I can pull up one of these songs again and see if it can be heard over the airwaves. So stick with me here. We're not going to break at 9 o'clock. It already is 9 o'clock. And clearly, we're not going to break. You know, I'm going to listen to myself here for a second and see how we sound. Again, all this broadcasting from the Marion County Fair is brought to you by Poet.
That can be heard over the airwaves.
You know, we sound pretty good.
We're not going to break at 9 o'clock. It already is 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, our broadcast sounds pretty good here this morning. So let's see what we can find as far as some kind of music. I'm interested to see what music sounds like. And I do like the Stars and Stripes Forever. I think this is 4th of July week, and I think this is very, very important to hear Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. So let's see if you can hear this. I think I've got the sound all the way cranked up. Thank you. that killed about 3.5 minutes here. Scott Spears broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. We're having a great time here. This is all supported by Poet, and we thank them for supporting our broadcast live from the Marion County Fair. Now, we will be on the air again tonight from 7:15 till 8 p.m., and you'll have to tune into that broadcast. I believe we're going to have a special guest from that broadcast and for that broadcast, but we'll have to see how things go along. Now, I should say that we have not heard from Matt yet. It's now 9:04, and that seems to be going in the wrong direction this morning as far as hearing from him. But, you know, sometimes it's just that way. Now, does anybody have a request this morning? You know, all of a sudden I'll turn into a DJ. Does anybody have a request for a song this morning? You know, I don't know what we could play here this morning. There are a lot of patriotic songs that people really like. You know, there's an Earl Pitts here. I think, well, I don't know if that's for the 4th of July or not. You know, God knows people love the old Earl Pitts, and the great Gary Burbank was a many-time guest on the program. Let's see if we can find a good comedy bit here for the old Earl Pitts. Well, I don't see one. Oh, you know, yesterday we were trying to play The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra. Now, that is my all-time favorite patriotic song. I know people don't know that song, and it's a shame that they don't, because it is just a tremendous song. So I'm going to try to play that again here this morning, because it is so good, and hopefully you'll be able to hear this. I think I've got the volume all the way up. the house I live in, Frank Sinatra, here on WGH Talk Radio. I hope you heard that. Mary, Phil, Laura, whoever else is out there listening, if you heard that this morning and you heard it good, let me know. Send me a message on Facebook. Now, remember, we're not breaking this morning because we got on a little late because of technical difficulties. And we do want to thank Poet for being our exclusive sponsor for these broadcasts at the Marion County Fair. Now, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, we still have not heard from Matt here today. You know, I'll tell you, my radio ancestors would be so proud of the broadcast we're doing here this morning. This is really kind of old-fashioned radio in that there is no guest here. And, you know, we're using a cell phone, I guess, really, to play these songs. But in the old days, they used to have to use a turntable, and they would just put a microphone next to the turntable, and that's how they would do it. And I'll tell you, the Marion County Fair was one of the big places that WMRN went for years and years and years. And they used to have a big pavilion here at the Marion County Fair every year. And boy, I'll tell you, they had tap dancing, they had music. Mostly country music. I don't know why country music is so very popular in Marion, but there's no doubt about it that country music is definitely tops here in the Marion area. Now, does anybody have a patriotic song that they love to hear? I don't know. I'm trying to think of one, and I don't know. There's a lot of patriotic songs, I guess. There's the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I don't know if that's... My Country, 'Tis of Thee is a... Oh, the Star-Spangled Banner. Well, we could play the Star-Spangled Banner. You know, that's a popular one. You know what? I don't know what that was. The Star-Spangled Banner, I understood the first little bit of it there, but I think we got into a bad part there. But I'm hearing from people out there this morning that they're hearing these songs very well this morning. So you got to like that. I tell you, it's old-fashioned renegade radio. Now, I'm going to alert Sean back in the studio. Here's what we're going to do, and you, the listening audience, as well. This is how this is going to happen. So it's going to sound like I'm going to sign off for this hour momentarily, but we're really not going anywhere. Because we got on late this morning because of a technical difficulty, what's going to happen here is it's going to sound like I'm going to sign off, but really all we're going to do is take 2 seconds to restart the recorder, and then I'm going to come back on for the second hour. So, Sean, here we go. I'm going to sign off for this hour, and then we're going to start the recorder again immediately, and I'm going to come back up for what will be the second hour. So, for the first hour this morning live here at the Marion County Fair, we thank our sponsor, Poet. This is Scott Spears for the first hour, signing off. We'll be back momentarily.